At the foot of Mount Monadnock sits the town of Dublin. It has a famous lake, 1,500 or so residents, and one little elementary school. But all is not well in picturesque Dublin. The town, as well as neighboring communities, are involved in a lawsuit against the state over education funding. But the issues facing these schools won't all be solved in court. As NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports for our series Adequate, declining enrollment in Dublin is raising larger questions about the town's identity and the value of its public school.
If you live in Dublin, there are a few community hubs. There's the elementary school and, down the street, a bustling general store. That's where I meet a group of moms in the Dublin PTO. Their school is tiny, just 50 kids, but that's what they love about it. Karen Nimala says the teachers know every child.
It's not a, you know, well, there's so many in the class and I don't get to sit with them and read with them. That's just not what happens. In Dublin, they do. They sit with the kids and they read with the kids. So they really know exactly what they know.
There's a big garden behind the school, lots of field trips to the woods, theater performances for the town. With a lot of summer homes, people may think of Dublin as wealthy, but a third of the students here are on free and reduced lunch. Erin Nolan, another PTO member, says at the school, they take care of each other.
It's kind of like a big family.
Dublin is part of the Conval School District, 8 towns surrounding Peterborough. Most have their own elementary school, and they share middle and high schools. But some say it's time to close the little schools, like Dublin's. That's because of a problem familiar to many towns. Education costs are rising, and state aid is shrinking. This is why Conval recently brought a lawsuit against the state. It says the state should triple the amount of money it sends to the district. Nolan says this would help, but
if the state had to send a ton more money to Conval, I think it would maybe buy us a little bit more time.
A little more time, because even tripling state money would still leave the bulk of the budget up to local taxpayers. And long term, Karen Nimala says there's a bigger problem. Not enough babies.
I have no idea. It's probably like 10.
Yeah.
It's not many.
It's in the town report.
It is in the town report.
Actually, 6 births last year, according to the town report. The PTO moms here acknowledge that declining enrollment is real. But Nolan says the surest way to kill a town is to close its school.
At the school board meetings, there were people crying. I mean, there were people so emotional that they almost can't hold it together while they speak, that it's that important to them. That's the reason they moved from cities, from other states, for this type of schooling.
Come on, Pepper. She's about
half an hour from Dublin, on the other side of Peterborough, I meet Myron Steer at his home. He's the chair of the Conval School Board, and he's grappling with this dilemma, too. He says the elementary schools in these small towns were built to educate 120 kids. In a couple years, most will have less than 50.
We just literally can't afford to continue like we are today.
As a sprawling rural district, Conval has a lot of school buildings to maintain. Some need upgrades that will total millions, and the state no longer helps with these costs.
The aha moment to me was, oh my gosh, we're going to be spending more money on taking care of facilities than we'll be taking care of kids, ultimately, and that really bothers me.
Steer says closing a few schools and busing those kids to other towns would cut costs and be better for kids academically and socially. His biggest fear is that some towns will start pulling out of the Conval district and try to go it alone.
I always worry about the district breaking up because it's a really good district, but it's a very big district. And it was brought together to make things better for everybody. And right now, it isn't.
Steer's concerns aren't completely unfounded. Just an hour after I talked to Steer, a group of residents gather at the Dublin Public Library to discuss whether to pull out of the district. Leo Plant recently retired to Dublin, and he organized this meeting.
I'm a former Goldman Sachs investment banker, so I have a high opinion of my negotiating skills. So I think education is like anything else, you negotiate.
Plant's trying to sell the town on a controversial plan. First, get enough votes to pull out of the district. Then negotiate tuition contracts with nearby public and private schools and let parents choose which one to send their kids to. He promises this will only cost $15,000 per student, less than the current price tag for educating students in Conval. So he claims it will lower property taxes. His invited speaker tonight at the library, Department of Education Commissioner Frank Edelblum.
Good evening. So I'm hoping that I don't disappoint this evening.
Edelblum is a big advocate for school choice. If old institutions aren't working, he says, choose something better.
Let's keep bright futures for students as the primary objective, not the defense of a premise or a system or a belief, right?
Absolutely.
Great, okay.
The school choice proponents in the room say these bright futures aren't happening in Conval schools, which don't have great standardized test scores. Karen Niemela, the mom we met earlier, comes to Conval's defense.
I want everyone to hear this in this room because I feel like there's a lot of emphasis put on proficiency and on standardized testing, and that is not the only way to evaluate how well your students are performing within your public school system.
So not the only way to evaluate, but a good measure of
it
a 360,
is a measure.
Right? It all counts.
Niemela,
right?
Says test scores don't capture the diversity or the magic of her little elementary school. What a lot of this comes down to are numbers and money. How much would these changes cost? Would it actually save money to pull out of the district or close a school? On that point, the PTO moms recently had a victory. They got a local warrant article passed that requires their school board to assess all the impacts, financial, educational, and social, before it closes any schools. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.